Steadfastness in Logical Reasoning, The Lesson and Approach of Infallible Imams. An excerpt from the speech delivered by Imam Khamenei after a morning ceremony that was held on the anniversary of Imam Ja'far Sadiq martyrdom on April 24th, 2025. During the time of Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, it was divinely predestined, though not as an inevitable predetermined decree, that a change would take place in favor of the Imams of guidance, peace be upon them. This fact can be understood from numerous hadith. In one narration from Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, he stated, "Indeed, God decreed this matter for the year 70. Almighty God had predestined this matter, that is, the matter of imamah, in the true sense of the word, for the year 70 after Hijrah in His divine plan." You see, when Imam Hassan Mujtaba, peace be upon him, signed a peace treaty with Muawiyah, some people came and complained or objected. The Imam said, "You don't know, perhaps this is a trial for you and an enjoyment for a time. That is, this situation was temporary." In Imam Hassan's words, he indicated that this event, that is, the dominance of disbelief and hypocrisy, wasn't going to be permanent. According to the divine decree, it was to be temporary. Until when? Until the year 70 after Hijrah. So according to this narration, it had been decreed that whoever was alive from the Ahlul Bayt in the year 70 after Hijrah would rise up and take control of the government, and the true imamah would be established. Then the imam said, "But when Hussein, peace be upon him, was killed, God's anger with the people of the earth increased, so he delayed this time until the year 140 after Hijrah." In other words, the effect of the tragedy in Karbala, the people's disregard for religious principles, and their turning away was that this divine predestination was postponed until the year 140 after Hijrah. The year 140 corresponds to the time of Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him. He passed away in the year 148 after Hijrah. The Shia knew this, that is, the distinguished figures among the Shia were aware of this.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done.